Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 94. Today is Saturday, November 18th, 2017. I am your host, Lita, and joining me over there is Stone. Are we signaling? Yeah. Are we doing hand gestures? Oh, there he is.
You are going to go to the... You're going to go back to the bottom layer of, you know.
Somebody's not very well, guys. So he's got very limited voice today, which, you know, sometimes not a bad thing. I'm kidding. But anyway, thank you, Stone, for joining us, even though you're not feeling well. We appreciate it. We do. Yes.
Anytime.
Anyway. Seventh level, Nisi says. All right. However, I do have someone here who has got a voice, and that can we'll have lots of good chats together. So I'm very excited. We have got Aprillion back from control. Oh, wow. Here's Aprillion.
Yay. I'll take up the slack, Stone. I can talk for you. I'll yes. be the voice that you need.
Excellent.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun last time, and I'm honored and pleased to be here again.
Oh, we are so thrilled to have you again, because we always love having a chat to you. And, you know, I can't wait to hear what you've been doing. So tell us, since we last talked and you've been, you know, running with some challenge tunes, how has that gone? What have you been doing?
I have to say that I got caught up with the leveling bug, which happens from time to time. And that's one of the problems with challenge tunes. It's easy to push them to the side. I got two tunes to 110. It was my first max level 110 tune. So I was kind of focusing on that. Although, I have gone back. And I've got them to level... Oh, you know what? I've got them to level 10, so I guess I should go ahead and register them. Or did yes. I did register them. 11. We're at 11 now.
Hunters?
Yeah. Hunters.
Nice.
Hunters. These are the tribute ones.
Yes.
And I had them over in Mulgore, but I brought them back to Silvermoon City, and we're going to go do the Scar.
Yes. You know. Yeah. There's many fond and not so fond memories of that place, especially, I suppose, for you, but also for Varishna, which is the tribute that you're doing for, because he was your best friend and we love him and we miss him greatly. So thank you for doing the tribute. I can't wait to see how you go.
Because I'm an alcoholic, and it was sanctioned form of multi-boxing. They don't group up. They don't tag any other tunes. I do slash follow, but I try to do it very limited because I do feel slightly guilty. But here's the thing. If one of them dies, then I have to start over with both of them. So, and that's been, I've had a couple of close calls. On the elevator at Thunderbluff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Elevator boss. Okay.
Right. But I caught myself. It's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
And it's challenging, but it feels good. To have that extra guard, you know, sense of guardedness, you know. And here's the question of the day for both of you guys. So, should I even open the anniversary package?
You can do the trivia question. That wouldn't be a problem, but I just destroy the other, because you're doing it again.
Like, you should be able to get the time walking badges, right?
And yeah. If you collect them, then that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Time warp. It'll automatically pop up the quest to go see the person in Ogrimmar. So you're on Horde. If you're Alliance, it'll tell you to go to Stormwind. And you go talk to that person. They're normally in the library for Stormwind and where the goblins troll, between the goblin troll area for Horde. And then they'll give you a repeatable daily quest for a trivia. So a trivia thing that they'll give you, you know, normally like three or four different that you choose one from. So I think one of the questions I had, you know, had to do with Deathwing or had to do with Arthas or had to, you know, there's a whole different ones. You get really good XP
for that. Okay, so definitely that. All right. And it was nice because when I went to do it yesterday, it was also we steal from our own, which I don't like to do because it's mean, but you know, you could do the daily cooking quest and that one at the same time, so it was kind of neat.
Cool.
I foolishly took them to Darkmoon Fair. You know, I did it for the previous Darkmoon Fair when they did the first one, and they get the coupons and they can buy the bags, and they actually put bags up on the auction house and got a little money, but
nice.
They haven't gotten enough linen to get past 75 in first aid. So I had rushed them out there, and then I was like, wait a minute, there's nothing for me to do here. So
yeah, to get the first profession quest, yes, they need to be 70. Yeah, so 70 in first aid or 75 in first aid. Yeah, that's right, which is a real pain. Trust me, I've done that on mine too, and just been like standing around going, okay.
I almost thought we, you know, I did sell a couple of those bags because, you know, you can put those Darkmoon Fair bags on the auction house.
Yes.
And so I had a little bit of gold, but gosh, they're gouging you on linen cloth. Because people know that's what you're trying to do, so.
Yeah. It might depend on the server, too. Sometimes I manage to get, but it seems the low-level stuff is really expensive at the moment, and I'm not really sure why, but yeah. So, well, that means
that people are coming out and leveling new tunes, because that's the only reason why it would be it. So it's actually a good sign for the economy, but it just sucks when you're a challenge tune and you're trying to get that, you know, one little advantage.
Yes. No, well, that's good. I'm glad that you're, you know, back on the tunes and having a little bit of fun. Do you find that... do you get into a rhythm with them? Because like you said, for these, you're not running, you don't run them together, but you are dual boxing. And so you're concentrating on, you know, playing one tune and then you swap over and play the other tune.
Right. I do get in a rhythm, and there is one small challenge because I have to make sure that they're like facing different directions to avoid the possibility of one of them targeting the others, mob.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest challenge. It's not so much as, you know, because I'm used to alt tabbing. I don't know how anybody else works. Some people do it differently, but because I'm used to alt tabbing, it's really easy to get back and forth between the two of them. But just each other not targeting the same or helping each other out in any way.
Yes.
I have a good feeling about this. This might be my first. Oh, I'm not going to jinx myself.
I was going to say, just hold that thought. Hold that thought. Sometimes it's better just to hold the thought. All right. So what I want to know is that, I mean, we're getting close to the end of the year. Have you set yourself any challenge goals that you want to get completed by the end of the year? So for like this pair, do you want to get them to a certain level, or do you want to start something else? What's your thought process?
Well, now that I've gotten those tunes to 110, I don't know why that was such a big deal. That's because they were so close, and I just wanted to push it and do that. I think I want to work on getting these two guys to 20 at least. Yeah. That's my goal, 20. I'm not going to push it past that. Eventually, I would like, what I really want to do is 44, I think, was Vrishna's highest, 43. So I'd like to, you know, do 45 eventually. But right now, my goal, by the end of the year, is 20. That, it helps that I'm on vacation this week, so.
Nice.
It'd be a lot of WoW playing.
Excellent. Oh, well, that's good. WoWcation. Wowcations are always exciting. We do like to do those. And Azeroth is a very nice place to have a wowcation, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So,
and it's inexpensive.
Yeah. Exactly. Because we already pay for it. So, you know, so why not? Exactly. All right. So what I want to know is advice. I mean, last time we always ask, have you got any different advice that you would suggest to anyone who said, okay, I want to try a challenge tune, I want to try doing something a bit different. What would you suggest to them, or any tips or any tricks?
I have really, my biggest tip and trick is Mulgore to start out. I don't know why, but I feel safer there. Once I get out of the starting area, I like to go there. I think that it's a lot wide open and there's less chances of something bad coming up right behind you and attacking you.
Nice. So, and you're running the Blood Elves?
I'm running Blood Elf.
Nice. Yes.
Matching Dragonhawks.
Oh, that's cute. Are you going to get a turtle? You change to a turtle at some stage?
Some point, right. I might, yeah.
Okay, nice. And just remember, be very careful of, who is it? Luz and...
Oh, Knuckle Root, yes. Luzon and Knuckle Root, definitely.
Those guys are horrible.
I have to take them down, though. I do,
yes.
At one point. You know, that's part of the tradition.
Yes. Exactly. And what was the other thing? Was the, not the, was it the ghoul? The ghouls.
No, the trolls.
The trolls.
Yeah, the trolls in that cave up there. Yeah, those were the other ones. I'm definitely going to go through there with them, because it's to make it through that would be really a nice trip.
Yeah. Yeah. It would, absolutely. And we miss him greatly. And I think it is so wonderful that you're doing this. And I'm so proud of you. And I can't wait to see where you go with it. I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing the adventures of these pair. What did you end up calling them?
Avrishna, with just Avrishna with an A. And Vaprilian.
Nice.
A V. I didn't go very fancy. And I'd like to reach out to anybody. Anybody else want to try this? Let me know. Let me know if you how you do, because it's a different way of playing. And
it is.
Yeah.
Definitely. But we might have some good news for you in a bit that Stone's gonna talk about if he's got his voice. So We'll wait. We'll wait. We'll get to that in a minute. All right. So you were saying you got your first two 110s for this week. So who was that? I'm assuming it was April, your DK.
Yeah. April 1st. And I always feel guilty because, you know, she's a DK. So I started her at 55. So sometimes it feels like the one, you know, the max level isn't that earned. But Aprilian, I started from scratch. So she... I did. And she's gotten to 110.
Nice. Oh, that's good, because you love your DK and your Warlock. So that's, I'm so glad that you got them both to 110. How does that feel? Like, have you managed to do some world quests? Have you managed to see some of the bigger content at 110 now?
No, because I'm scared, because I'm undergeared, but it's nice to be there. And as soon as I get my gear up, I'll try. I'm still in heirloom gear in some one of my tunes.
Yeah,
but that'll come, and I know it'll.
That's right. Have you started on August yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Well, Argus might give you some nice little, you know, upgrades for yourself too, which is very, will be very handy. So that's good. And Dark Moon Fair time has gone. Have you been doing, so you're going to be doing, running some of your tunes through the, with the anniversary?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you mean with the extra bonus XP?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, obviously not the challenge tunes, but
a couple of my tunes that are near, like Auric, my hunter is like 99, so I popped it on her, and she she's 100, so she's looking to get a little bit higher. And Tia, my mage, she's 99, so she's got that plus those drinks. And so
nice.
Yeah, and my biggest news is that I finally got figured out the right time and the right dust fairy or whatever they're called that has the recipe for transmuting a sorceress fire or whatever to earth. I finally got that, so now she's to transmute, and so so I'm happy with that, because I was having a hard time getting Sorceress Earth for Aprillion to make Hexweave's bags, because that's still a big source of income. I just had to figure out the day to show up, and that particular dust fairy showed up, and I got it was in Aprillion's garrison, and I got a star over, and she was able to do that. So I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, very nice.
Of course, I'm cheating myself because I wasn't doing catalysts every day. So you know, that's a lesson. You know, if you happen to pop into your garrison or pop over there and do catalysts, you never know what you might need.
That's true. That is true. Mind you, I normally try and pop over to the garrison, and I find it's a bit like I'm coming home. I don't know if you guys, you know, you click on that garrison Hearthstone,
right,
and the loading screen comes up, and it's kind of like, what do they say where they go, daddy's home, but it's kind of like, you know, mommy's home, whichever, leader's back. And I have to laugh at that. It's
your garrison still decorated? Because one of my garrisons still has Christmas decorations up.
Yep. I think I ended up changing mine to Halloween, and then I changed it back to Christmas, ready for Christmas. So it's like, I'm ready for Christmas. It's scary. Oh, that's pretty fun. But it was, yeah, good times. Garrisons is good times. Plus, of course, you know, when Squirt turns up, it's always very important for me.
Yes, I bet.
Squirt Day is very, very important.
There's something really sad, though. Good Lord. One of my tunes, it's Auric, as a matter of fact, is still hearthed at Half Hill. And I think I'm going to Garrison, and I click on it. No, I think I'm going to Orgrimmar, and I click on it, and I end up at Half Hill. And it's just so sad. It's like, there's like, oh my God, somebody's here. Oh my God! They all the NPCs run around all excited. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to come here. Bye. It's just really sad. Have you been to the farm lately?
I was there the other day. Every time, and there was somewhere else I hadn't been for ages, and everyone, it feels like everyone's like, really? Oh, you're back. Where have you been?
The Citadel? No, what was that? Where we used to go in Joust. I used to go up there.
Everyone. Argent Tournament. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Argent Tournament.
Darren's favorite place, Argent Tournament.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Good old jousting. Yes. Darren. You know, thanks.
And the top it off with a little cracking tooth.
Yes, cracking tooth. And trying to do that in one go.
Right. To get all those guys to kill the right group of people.
Yep. Exactly. It's yeah, good times, good yeah. times. It'll be soon. Did you get to see much of BlizzCon or any of like the cinematic and any of that stuff?
Not as much as I wanted to. I was a little bit overwhelmed about what's coming up, and I'm really excited about the new way they're opening up. But I don't want to stop. Were we talking about this now, or have y'all talked about this?
We've had a chat, but yeah, I just wanted to see, you know, have you excited?
I am very excited. I love the fact that you know, there's choices, which is nice. And of course the biggest and best part of still for me of the whole BlizzCon was the Interceptor and the what is it called on the Alliance side, the ride.
The ride,
the two boats that you got for doing BlizzCon virtual tickets.
Oh, yes. The
Mats. Lamar Interceptor. Don't act like crazy.
Yeah. The two mounts. The Horde and the Alliance mounts. Okay.
Sorry.
I was like, what are you talking about?
What interceptors?
What interceptor? Yeah.
Isn't that what it's called? What is it called?
Oh, it's a weird. The Alliance one's called something weird. Yeah. It's a Horde Skybreaker. Niece is saying something. Skybreaker.
I think the Skybreaker is for isn't that for Alliance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's Alliance, and for the Horde, it's called Interceptor. Why, yeah, he goes for more Interceptor.
Nice. It is very
cute. I'm not crazy. Oh wait, that doesn't mean I'm not crazy, but yeah.
That is true. But no, they are very, very cute. So it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. No.
I'll be able to ride it as a challenge tune.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't ride anybody else. Right.
Yeah. Hold on. Why are you guys making all these... Like, you're just setting everything up for me when I can't really talk about it. It's not fair.
Because we're
not fair.
We're pure evil.
Because that's right. That's exactly right. Oh, all right. Well, I've got. So there was nothing else that happened this week. That was your week. Had a good week, Aprillian.
I had a good week. I did get down to Darkmoon Fair with some tunes, which is always a good thing to do. I did some digging, thought about you. I did some digging out Draenor. Garrisons are in Draenor.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Did some digging out there. And nice. It was kind of nice because I did some ogre stuff and I got the thing with the quest. So that's kind of neat. Okay, so let us test your knowledge. Who helped Thrall escape? What was the name of the human who helped Thrall escape?
Tabitha.
Tabitha.
Yep. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Taritha.
Oh, Taritha. God, Lord, Thunder, and Jesus. Yes. Bye. Yep.
Yes. I always pronounced it Tabitha anyway. So, yeah. You know.
That's just like Falconing Wings.
Yeah. That's a good one. Oh, nice.
Excellent. Yes. XP. Right. Yeah, and that's been about my weekend. But I'm, you know, having fun playing five different accounts. And
five. Very nice.
Enjoying yourself.
Oh, that's good. Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing today. We really appreciate it. And we're glad that you're sticking around. So now we're going to find out what's Stone's been doing. Stone?
Yeah.
Get your voice ready?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so this week, so there's a couple things I want to say what had happened this week. I don't want to like go into everything, but I'm trying to scrape as much XP out of everything I can. It's crazy. There's hardly any XP to get when you're that high. So And I hate just sitting there doing nothing, like just running dailies every day. It's driving me nuts. So, well, it's coming back. Maybe. I don't know. Oh, there. Yep. All right. Maybe. Okay. So, right. I started going for some of the XP treasures that I didn't get in Warlords, because I kind of felt I didn't really want to, because I was like level 99, you know, that stuff, and I felt like I could get one shot. So there's a cave in Tal Hador where it's got lasers and it's got like slowing things.
Yes.
So you have to go in a certain way, right? You can't get hit. So I figure, okay, I'm like, at that point I was fairly high. So I figured, well, if I get hit, it's not going to be a big deal. So I got in okay. Actually, there's a problem with that cave now. Seems like with one of the patches, there's a blue haze, so it's really hard to see inside there. But once you get past the first trap, you're good. So I was able to run in okay and grab the 2,000 XP treasure, which honestly amounts to like 0.3%, which is nothing. So, but the problem was running out, I didn't think about, oh, I should dodge stuff. So as I'm running out, I got hit by one of the lasers, and with one hit, I was down to 40% health. It was more than half of my health. So I popped my healing thing, and I popped my shield, and I ran like heck, and I got out, and I was like, and I was like level like 108. So I would say do not go in there. Like really, you if you are, you know, going in at 99, you will get one shot, like it's done. So don't go in there. I did the last Legion World kind of quest that I could do. I think there's one more I could do, I think in High Mountain, but I didn't really feel comfortable with it. Just everything was like too packed in there. So the last one I did was in, I think it was in High Mountain, where I had to crush totems and kill corrupted or cursed cats and stuff like that. So once I finished that one, I was like, okay, well, I don't really feel like doing anything else because I feel like I'm going to die. So it's like, I don't really have a lot. And honestly, when you go grind on demons, you might think it's safe. It's actually not. I actually almost died twice. So it's actually not an easy thing to do. You know, maybe for some folks, it's probably going to be quick and easy, but for me, it's not. The WoW 13th anniversary was awesome, because that one single lore quest is actually worth double a normal quest, which is awesome.
It's awesome.
One sec.
No worries.
Good lord.
Yeah.
And as he says, to grind on the birds there, right? So I did. They give hardly any XP, and I'm not doing a bloodthirsty quest here. So I'm not doing a bloodthirsty challenge. So I cannot do those. I mean, I have done a couple of them. I've done maybe about 100. It's it drives me nuts. So I can't do it. But what I have been doing is in my little base there, is that I've been going through all of the buildings that I haven't done before. And I didn't do the Mage Tower, and I found that there's two quests in there that you're able to do just once. And they both will scale up to your level.
So
when I was able to do them, I was like level 109, and they were giving me 16,000 XP. So
wow.
I would say, honestly, like, I didn't really know this because I didn't really check things out beforehand, but if you can save your building quests for the very end. So basically the two quests was, one, I need to go talk with a guy outside, which is not a big deal. I just walk outside the building and turn in the quest. It's not a big thing. And then another one was to go kill ogres to go collect 25 waystones. And that's pretty quick too. And again, it's easy XP to do. Now I'm like sitting up there and I'm like 94% to go. So just,
okay.
So I'm hoping with what's coming this week, I'm hoping that I can use the auction house to buy some stuff and turn in some quests, but we'll see. I don't know. Like, I've got a lot of gold. Like, I got about 50,000 gold. So I'm not worried about spending the gold. It's just I want to make sure it's not going to be crazy amounts of gold because, you know, I kind of want to use it if I need it, right? So, but other than that, I don't know. It's been a little bit dicey here and there. I'm trying to play safe, to be honest. I really am, but there's sometimes I just like I got to try to do more than just doing these dailies every day, right? I want to feel like I actually got my feet into Legion Zones, which I think I have. I mean, honestly, I really haven't done one objective, so everything else is done. So I kind of feel like I have been in the zones. I don't think I've explored everything because I know that there are some areas will kick you off your mount, and I don't know what will happen if you got kicked off. Will it let you get on your glider or not? I don't know, so I don't want to risk it. So I don't want to fly around. And I've heard Blizzard has fixed some of these areas, but I mean, I'm not going to chance it, right?
It was messy earlier, wasn't it, when they hot fixed something that...
Oh, well, yesterday was horrible. No, I'm talking about there's certain areas right now, like in Suramar. If you fly high, which is fine, there are certain spots that you will get kicked off your mount still.
Okay.
You need to be careful. Like, there's one area as you're leaving Suramar to go... if you're going east into the pass to go to Dormheim, there's a certain spot that will kick you off your mount every time. You just like, but it's hard to explain where it is because it's not in a specific spot that you can say, well, if you look straight down, you'll find like a little building. No, it's like just mountains. So they've done something where you're not allowed to mount in this certain area, and I don't know why. So it's just, you know, things like that. You know, I don't want to go all over the place. So I've done exploring as much as I kind of feel like is safe, but now it's just sitting back and I guess waiting.
Patient.
Yeah. And with the thing that's coming up next week, I'm hoping to really be able to use that because I would like to be able to hit max before level scaling comes in, because who knows what that's going to do, right? Because I mean, it should work, but you know, you don't want to be that guy that lost their Dune at 109.
Yeah.
Even though I had a dream about it, I'm trying to make sure it doesn't happen. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Anyways, well, of course you're going to dream about it because you're living it. You know, you're at 109 and it's so close. So, you know, if you dream it, hopefully it's not going to come real. That could be one way you could look at it, you know?
That's usually not how my dreams go.
Okay, well, stop dreaming it then.
Yeah, okay, sure. Okay, so that's pretty much my week, and also dealing with swollen glands. I don't know. So basically my voice is like swollen glands. Like, it's funny, I've got a cough now, but I didn't have a cough before. My throat's fine. It's just, I don't know, I've got my glands are all swollen and stuff. The doctor said, wow, those are massively swollen glands. And it's like, yeah, that's what she said. So, but it's not those glands. It's the glands in my neck, right? So it was very hard to swallow, Lita. It was very hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Lita. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you go watch our pre-show, I think, wasn't that on the pre-show? Yeah, you'll have to watch the pre-show. No?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, no? Yeah, okay, never mind. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, Lita's going to the ninth layer of
I am. And there are many people I'm taking with me. We're going to have fun. Great. Yeah.
I've got one thing to do before I turn it over to you. Hold on a second. I'm going to mute myself for a second, too.
Okay. All right.
So there is my Morse code. for folks that know any Morse code, go and tell me what that is. You won't get a prize, but it's funny.
It's challenge sent. There we go.
So that was pretty much my week. Executed. Awesome. 66. I was something like rule 39 or 37. No, rule 37. Anyways, okay. So Lita, why don't you tell us about your week, and I'm gonna mute myself and hack up a lung or two.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Okay. Well, I've had a very busy week, I think I really pushed some boundaries this week, which was good. So first off, I have to say that I wasn't all about the bloodthirsties, but I did manage to get my iron to level 70 this week. So thank you. My highest. I'm really thrilled. She was in Blade's Edge. So when I hit 69, I took her into Blade's Edge, and it's quite good. I forgot how good Blade's Edge is. There's lots of little grindy quests, you know. So when she dinged 70, I've taken her over to Netherstorm. So we'll see. I'm not prepared to take her through to Northrend just yet. So I think I'll do a little bit of Netherstorm and see how that goes. But certainly we'll take any advice from any of the veterans as to, you know, what I should do now at level 70. But feeling good, didn't have too many issues. So I was quite happy with that. Trying to play smart and just trying to, you know, take it easy. But definitely Hunters, she's doing really good. Oh, and I did swap her over to my turtle pet. So I was using the bear, and I swapped back to my turtle. So I'm just going to see how that goes. I did take my little bloodthirsty hunter through and did some kills. So I got her to level 14. So again, you know, we're over in leader zone. So Aprilian. Mm-hmm. Loch Modan is now being renamed to Leader Zone, because that's where I like to take all my little bloodthirsties, and they do really well from about level 10 to about level 20, because there are so many rares and murlocs and trogs and ogres. So, yes. Yeah. it's a really good zone, especially for the bloodthirsties. Awesome for irons as well, but love it for the bloodthirsties. So, my little hunter dinged level 14. So on kills, and I'm also keeping a record of how many kills the bloodthirsties are doing. So she's at 450 kills to reach level 14. All right. Okay. Then I decided to hop onto my big bloodthirsty. And again, there's a little bit of trepidation, and I can understand Stone when you say you want to push it, but you kind of also want to try and play smart. And I feel that way with both the big iron and the big bloodthirsty. There's part of me that's like, I need to push it, but I kind of get a little bit nervous, especially if I'm tired to be playing a challenge turn. But I she's doing well. So she was 58 last week. She's my human warrior, which I love. I still love her. She's doing really well. So I took her over to Deadmire, which is what Nisi had suggested to do in Zangarmarsh. Now, the point about going to the Deadmire in Zangarmarsh is not to assume you know where the dead mire is. I mean, you know where it is. But you take off and you go right across the map. You go all the way across and you end up in, what is it, the spawning glade or whatever it is, where the little people are, the little sprocket things.
Glen, the spawning glen.
Glen, thank you. It's back.
See, it's better now. Nope, never mind.
It's better. Anyway, I'm there and I'm like, this is not the Deadmire. Why was I thinking this was the Deadmire? You're a twit. The Deadmire is over where over the other side. Of course it is. So that was a really dumb move, especially when you can't fly at level 58 and you're running across Zangamarsh on a ground mount. So not the best decision that I'd made. Anyway, I made my way back. Got to Deadmire, was grinding through all the things, and I finally hit 59. So my kill total on the warrior is at 7,015 to hit level 59. So she's doing quite well. So I was trying to push it to get to 60, but I got too tired. So we'll see how we go this week. But again, I'm just really enjoying her. Prop warrior is freaking awesome. Okay, then I thought, well, I got her that far, let's hop on my little gnome monk. So off I go. She's level 27. I've got her over in Arathi. I'm running around. I couldn't find very many rares up. And I thought to myself, and this is the problem. You know when you have that little chat with yourself and you're like, yeah, she'll be right. Let's go to the hinterlands. So I take off to the hinterlands as a level 27. I felt quite strong and quite confident on the monk. I got myself to, there's a hut just off in sort of like the mountain in with the hills. And there is a rare that spawns that is always invisible. Always invisible. Now, the problem is it can stun you. It can actually like sap you and stun you. And it was green to me. It was red to me, but its health was about the same health. So I wasn't too concerned that it was red. It was just we were at about the same level. Until it stuns you twice in a row and you're dead. So yeah, I was like, yeah, damn. Okay. So not having much luck with the monks. So I was like, okay. So then I just went, well, you know, I'm not gonna let this get me. So I went and rolled another gnome monk and I got her to level 10. So we're back to, you know, making some headway on her. So the new one's at level 10. I deleted my other one again. And anyway, my level 10 is 281 kills to get to level 10. So I'm like, okay, all right, off we go again. We'll see how we go. Still squishy little, but I was starting to feel, you know, level 27, I'm starting to feel a bit more powerful. But I might change specs because you can change specs, can't you, Azzy? Anyway. I will see. I'm thinking it was suggested perhaps I try Brewmaster. So I'm going to look at that this time around. So we'll see how that goes. All right. I jumped onto my little priest. And again, she's over in Loch Modan, killing stuff. Hit level 15, was really happy with that. Kill total at level 15, 442. It's kind of like, yeah, okay, that's good. Going really, really well. So I'm happy with how she's doing. Then anniversary hit. So the anniversary hits and, you know, you start doing stuff on your main tunes, not on your challenge tunes. There was a couple of things. Notice what everyone was saying in Discord, was thinking, okay, all right, I listen to what everyone's doing. So I will take my irons and take them over and get some, you know, do the quests, etc., and get the trivia. So I currently have got 8 of my irons all sitting in either Ironfall, Stormwind, or Ogrimmar, waiting patiently each day for it to tick over so I can do the trivia quest. So, and that's all of them. That's including my big girl. She's over there. I'm like, right, I'm going to get some easy XP. This will be nice. So I'm quite happy with that. And like we've said, the XP is very nice. So why not? Just make sure don't click on the buff thing. I've destroyed the buff thing on all my toons. I don't think it came back this year. I know 1 year it did. It was very, very weird. I destroyed it and I got it back like the next time I logged in. But so far it seems to be okay. All right. And then I hopped onto my little Pally last night. I thought, right, I haven't given my Pally any love. So I actually pushed her from 18 to 20. So that was quite good. She was in Loch Modan. I managed to get 8 rares on her before I headed into wetlands at 19. I changed her from Rhett into Prot. I'm like, right, I'm going to do something. I felt Rhett was a little bit eh. So I've changed her over to Prot. And I can't see what you're putting up. But, oh, okay. Hello. And anyway, we've got, yeah, so she's doing quite well. So I hit level 20. That was very exciting. She's at 824 kills to hit to level 20. So again, I'm keeping track of all this stuff to see how the levels go. And anyway, then I was tossing up who I was going to run. And I felt I'd run pretty much everyone through except for my warlock, because warlocks, anyway, little warlocks, let's not talk about little warlocks at the moment. I looked at my list and I kind of went, I don't have a mage. I don't have one. Why do I not have a bloodthirsty mage? What's going on? What's wrong with me? Obviously, you know, there's others I don't have. I did look at the rogue. I made a rogue. I haven't logged in on her yet, but I'm still debating about the rogue because I don't like rogues. Anyway, I hopped on the human rogue. I got her to level 5 and she's at 71 kills to hit level 5. So I've now got another one that I'm running through. So she's getting there very slowly. And that's what I've done. It's been all bloodthirsties, all trivias, all, you know, all and a little bit of irons. So it's been a good week. It's been fun. So, yes, so I've been very busy.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That's like just a little bit busy. Wow, you've been getting busy.
I have. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, do you want to play a bumper after you've stopped coffee?
I will.
Thank you.
Where is the file? That would be good.
After.
There it
you
is.
You know, loving these shades that you can get from this vendor that you do the quest, the daily quests on. Those shades are really
coffee is my favorite.
100.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Breaking now, news from the World of
really
Warcraft
loud.
With Lita Ann Stone.
Whoops, but that's okay. Anyways, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, we can play it again if you really want me to. But,
That's
okay. All right. So news. Oh, okay. So news. We'll start with next week. Pilgrim's Bounty will start on Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, whatever the date is. I don't know. 22nd to 20. I don't know. Anyways, it's Tuesday to Tuesday, and you can basically You can't really do much in it for questing and stuff like that, because it requires you to cook. So this is actually a event that's going to be really good for pacifists. However, if you are on an iron or a tin, you can buy the pre-cooked items off the auction house and turn them in. So, and you do not need to know cooking, from what I understand.
Like conjured food?
Well, it's created food. Like somebody has to cook it, and then they go turn in the normal quest for it, but then they can put those up on the auction house. So you can go buy those. Because there are some quests that say you have to cook it. And then there's the daily ones that you do not have to cook them. I was checking the quest text and all that stuff. So, so Ferris thinking that you can't auction house them, but you can buy them from other people. Yeah, maybe because they're conjured, it prevents you from getting it off the auction house. Okay, I don't know then. Because I was kind of hoping that I could do this, but I don't know if I'd feel good about tracking somebody down and having them be my, like, supplier. Because that would feel like help. So, but we'll see. Okay, so...
But good for pacifists.
Yes, definitely good. That kind of throws a wrench into my other plans. So, damn you, Blizzard. Come on, Blizzard. So, yeah, just blame Blizzard for everything, right? So, but... Oh, I can't say the other thing. Never mind. So, WoW 13th anniversary just started a little bit ago. So, just in case if you weren't sure, the XP buff is not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why folks would think it would be allowed. It's in the rules. No XP buff is allowed. We won't even allow a monk XP buff. Come on. Come on. Like I know that we want to make it quick and easy, but sometimes you gotta make it slow and hard.
Painful. I mean,
Right? So, Wow, I'm hearing myself again. Okay, good. So the trivia quest itself actually is really good. The quest rewards double a normal quest amount, which, so go do it. It's easy peasy. It's on both sides. At first, it didn't look like it was on both sides, just as far as what the mining showed, but it is on both sides. The quest guy in Alliance is in the keep in the library, just off of the little park thingy, and that's in the keep though. So the horde one is in the troll / goblin area, like it's like right in between, like on that side, right?
Yep.
So the world boss quest, you have to go kill Kazakh. You have to go kill Azurgos. And then you have to go kill one of the four nightmare dragons. Which, honestly, I did this on a normal character and I died. So I even tried doing it on my level 83. Iron Man that was already dead. And I thought it was... Far enough back, but I still got hit by Kazakh's buff or debuff, I guess. So don't even bother, because number one, it requires a group, right? And number two, you might be able to do one or two of them, but it's not like the invasions of pre 7.0, that kind of stuff, where you can just kind of sit there and tag. It's not like that. Well,
debuff stuff that those dragons give you, the abilities that those dragons do, are quite nasty. Yeah. So I'm on a fully geared, whatever I am on my main, on my warlock,
right?
And she's taken some serious damage on, I can't remember which one it was, it might have been the one in Ashara, and they fear, and you run through icky stuff on the ground, which takes damage and all sorts of things. So I would be not taking a challenge tune anywhere near that at all. That buff, when they hit the boss of those dragons, that buff is quite wide too. Yep. So you could be, you think you might be far enough away, but all of a sudden combat started and you've entered combat because you are not far enough away from those dragons. And then you could start taking damage. So be really, really careful. Really careful.
Yeah.
Preferably don't go personally.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it gives you double XP of your normal XP, but of a normal quest XP, but It's not, that's double XP. That's nice, but then you're dead. So I mean, you run the risk of dying. So I wouldn't bother. So you guys might have noticed I changed the question mark on the website to Iron Team. So basically, you can't add characters yet for this. I'm working on some SSL stuff for a website, and then I have to create account and team. And team pages and stuff. Good job, Stone. So basically, the rules are there more as an FYI, and it's the best name that I can come up with because it's gonna be the closest to Iron as we can get it. Like, it's gonna break the main Iron rules, so it's not a true Iron challenge where you're by yourself. But we're gonna get as close to it as we can. Because that's the whole point of it. So originally I was thinking that we were going to do only have pairs, right? Because, basically thinking of Ash and his wife, the Moons. I was thinking that overall, like, what are we going to do? Are we going to have, pairs, and then we're going to have a trio and then foursome and then a fivesome, right? Okay, I can hear myself. Yeah, are you listening?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. So I can hear when Aprilian talks.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's gone now.
Yeah, it's gone. Keep now. Going. Okay, so basically what we're going to do is that we're going to have it up to five tunes. Five. And you can choose if you want to have two, three, four, five. The other thing is that all the characters must be between level 10 and 20 and already not flagged. So, this is basically done to prevent somebody from creating a character at level 40, or basically leveling up a character to 40 and then power leveling up the rest of the tunes, that kind of thing. So basically you all need to be the same level when you list on the site. You don't necessarily have to be the same level as you go. I'm not sure about that. So, like, again, these rules are fluid right now. We're going to have to add some stuff in there, I'm sure. Anytime any character dies, the whole team is gone. So the whole team will be moved to the Hun or dead, and that is why it would still be considered I swear to God. Hi, the Gold Queen. I made a little sign for you. So sorry, there you go. So I saw that she was in our chat, and I was like, oh my God, she's in our chat. So okay, so basically. The whole team gets moved into the Hun or dead. If any character gets red flagged, it moves the whole team as well. So
yep.
It's basically okay. One person screws up. Well, that's it. You're done. So what we're looking for, the big changes that you would have from a normal. Challenge. Number one, we're going to allow groups, so duh, right? But number two, we're also going to allow you to run five-man So basically, the reason is that I didn't want to, like, I knew I wanted to have one, but I didn't think I want to make it separate. So we're just going to keep it as a separate thing, right? So we're going to make it all one thing, but if you want to choose, you know, to run your five mans, then you can. It's fine. If you want to run in... So here's another thing, too, is that we have to find a way to make sure that you're not, you know... What about a five-man multi-box or Iron Man? Well, this would fall under this team. Absolutely. Thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
My concerns are, you know, you have a pair that are basically Iron and you go join LFG and you run with three normals. That's not cool. So we have a little bit of work to do to make sure to try to fight that kind of stuff. But again, it's not supposed to be like, oh my God, this is going to be the hardest thing ever. This is more, we're going to try to do iron, but for a group so you can play with your friends and get more people playing, because Blizzard likes it when you're playing with your friends, and we will have an easier time to maybe get this into the game, like not the group one into the game, but the feat of strength into the game. So I'm trying to do everything I can to get this thing into the feat of, get a feat of strength into the game. So, so one of the things that comes along with it is because it's a team deal. I know that Ash and his wife do not heal, but I think for this you should be able to heal people on your team, because it's a team, right? And if one person dies, like, you're done. Now, especially if you go run like a five man, like if you were to go run Blackrock Spire, I don't know, I'm just saying, and somebody's about to die. Well, I mean, you're running as a five man group, like you should be able to, or a five person group, you should be able to heal each other. So I know Ash's team died. I know it's really crappy because of all the server crappiness that happened last night. So health stones. So, like, here's the thing. It's like, we know that we're going to break some of the rules, but how far do you go? So if you had a warlock on your team, are you then allowed to use health stones for the whole team? Or is it still only the warlock? So, it's that kind of stuff, right? And same thing as buffs. Right, so buffs, because next expansion classes will be getting their class buffs again. You know, so do you say yes, you can give everybody a buff? No, you know, I'm not sure where we are with this. So, like, again, it's just supposed to be a team thing, and it's not supposed to be like serious Iron Man, but we want to try to make it as iron-ish as we can.
Right, but it's still very exciting either way.
Yeah, because I know there's lots of people that wanted to do iron and do it as a team, but then they break some of the rules, right? So, and then they get poo-pooed, which is, you know, like, they're trying to play it and they want to, you know, do it with friends, but they can't do the official challenge because it's not, right? So having like a separate thing is good. I want to give a shout out to my friend, he's done a lot of the back end work on the site to allow BattleNet logins. So when we allow people to log in, you are only going to be able to log in with your BNet ID. And so this will allow us to grab the tunes that you own, and that we know that you own them, so that you can add them to a team that you want, versus somebody being able to just add you to a team without you saying so. I am very touchy with making sure things are private and secure and all that stuff, because, like, even for me, I do not like to use my BNet ID on anything unless I absolutely have to, or I absolutely trust that it's not going to get screwed over. So I have to make sure that this happens the right way. So the rules are up there right now for people to go look at them. If you go level up to 20 or 21, you will not be able to add your team to the site after. So I would suggest, you know, if you're going to do it now, go for it, you know, just go have fun, but don't get mad when you can't add the thing, add your characters. I did add a note onto our rules. It's starting to go again. So, we're going to end it there.
Okay. There's more information.
Yeah. It's going to be a while. I would say, he's finished the stuff. Like, we have the SSL stuff is done. Now I've got to go make the pages, and he's done some extra work on his end to make things better on the site that he didn't have to do. So, I mean, he's been a huge, huge help. So, and I will say that I don't know about this month. It just depends on how much time I get to do it, right? So,
Okay. All right. Well, you'll hear it from Stone. You'll hear it, whether it's tweeted up on the website or here on the podcast. So don't forget, he'll let us know. But it's very exciting that we've got this new challenge. So I have a feeling some people are going to want to jewel box it. Aprilian.
Okay, hold on. Twitch emotes. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I still got to do these bloody things. I even said, okay, I'm going to do them like that day. And I didn't do them. I've got them.
Better.
I just need to submit. It doesn't take anything to submit them. I just got to, I got to go into Twitch and submit them. That's it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm going to make a note. Hold on. Maybe that will help me.
As he says, you have one job, Stern.
Welcome to my world.
All right. Okay. Well, how about we go on to the state of the challenges for this week while you are doing that, Stone? Yes. Okay. Aprilian, do you want to do the start off on the irons for me, please?
Okay. So on the irons, the state of we have. Do I start off with number one? Or do I go backwards?
No, start from the top of the list. So Iron Vixen.
I'm sorry. I'm not seeing it. I missed.
Stay the challenges.
Okay. It's
about page one, two. Where are we? About page four?
Okay. Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. I see where we are. All right. Here we go. State of the challengers. Irons. Iron Vixen, RIP 77. Oh my goodness. Ooh, that must have hurt. One shot Ash, 79. Good job. Moon Raider, RIP 79. Wow.
Yeah.
Moon Girl, 79. Congrats. Iron Miku, 81. And McDeadly. 82. Era. Oh, E-I-R-A. Era, am I saying that right? R-I-P 85. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. But Tiny Isa, 91. And Delisa, 99. And at 109, Zimcore.
Yay! Well, as you can see, Moon Raider and Moon Girl, that is Ash and his wife. That was the team that they'd been running. And unfortunately, Moon Raider had a terrible time the other day. So, Ash, sorry to hear that. All right. So, let's have a look at our Bloodthirsties for this week. All right. So, we've got Blood Moon hit 63. Soul Shot hit 65. Iron DK Path hit 65. Soul Shield hit 69. Five Twist hit 72. Hemo Brittle hit 73. Genetics hit 80. Bloody Buzz hit 83. Too Thirsty hit 88. Ooh. And Soul Glaive hit 104. Well done, Blood.
I love that name, Soul Glaive. It gives you a thought of multiple souls spinning off, you know, like the hunter weapon.
Nice. All right. Pacifist, Aprilian, can you do this one?
So, at 52, we got Compassiona. Good job. Paxson at 53. Silent Herber, depending on where you are, at 56. Sneaky Boss at 64. Five Commergen at 70. At 84, we got Harry Up, Huey Hamster at 86, Serenella at 89, Snuffle Tips at 99 and at 109, Ferillion.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Well done, Pacifist. Look at that week. Awesome. All right, let's have a look at our tins for this week. So we've got Lucy Lynn is 35. StatsNet hit 40. Li Shen hit 44. Akathan hit 57. Iran hit 51. Thorgos hit 58. Mosinetti hit 58. Emily hit 65.
That's all those other names in the news. Emily.
Awayan hit 70. And Sansa Stark hit 78. Very well done. Congratulations to our tins. All right. So, Speed. Stone.
Okay, so, you know, at 5:30 there was no changes, but so we can see that there's a change now that Orc V Quick did it in 12 hours or something, so completely crushing Fancy's 16-hour mark. So we're going to ask him, because I know that he's in our chat and stuff like that, like maybe not in the Twitch chat, but I know that he does hang out in Discord, because I'd love to know how he did it and all that stuff without using, you know, buffs and all that stuff. Cause it's like, holy crap. Like how did you like he's got 550 quests, which is about right. But just like, how did you go about doing your path, and what, and at what point did you, you know, not do certain quests? Because we can see that you actually did some of the quests for the zones and stuff, which is great. So it's like, just how did you do it so quickly? And I know that he's been in our tests too, so he's been here. He's not like he's some new guy that, you know, we don't know. So just would like to know.
Yeah. Well done. Yeah. 12 hours
and 12 hours, 45 minutes, 50 seconds. So nearly 13 hours. Hunter, dwarf.
So from 1 to 60 in just in under 13 hours. Wow. Okay.
So come reach out to us on Discord or something. Or you want to reach out to me privately, go for it. That's fine. Cool beans. But this will show up next week for next week's report.
Well done, though. Yeah, I can't even get my mind blown, like, seriously. But congratulations. All right. Let's do Bumper, please.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
Nice. All right. This is where you can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, all that kind of thing. All right. And we got a few this week. So let me start off with the first one. This was from Bear Kitty in Discord. And they said, hey, you're all, am I allowed to add a starter account character to the Iron Man challenge, or only after I resubscribe?
Yeah, you should be able to. Yeah, because even though you have, like, because you're still able to level up to 20, and it doesn't matter if it's like on a trial account or not, it should still have you on the Armory. And if that's the case, then
starter accounts can't go past 20 anyway. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you can still list yourself on the site. It's just you can't go past 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Huh. All right. As he said, that they've got guildies with starter tunes. Okay. Well, thank you. I think we did say that we thought it would be okay, but we were just a little unsure as to exactly. So thank you for clarifying that, Stone. All right, Aprilian, can you take the next one for me, please?
It's from Milkerow on Discord. Can you use flight paths during the Ironman challenge?
Yes. Definitely.
Otherwise, you'd have a really, 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 really hard way to go.
Exactly. And you can also use the flight path toys if you have got them in your toy box. There is two for Alliance and two for Horde for both Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms. So you are allowed to use that if that's what you want to do. It opens up. It doesn't open up every single one, but it does open up quite a few of the major ones in each zone. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Next one.
Is from Flav in Discord. Guys, I wonder, is it legal to have an add-on that alerts me when I have a rare spawn nearby for Iron Man?
No.
Yes. Some people do use.
Yeah, you're NPC. Saying yes, but I said no, but you're saying yes, it's okay.
I'm saying, I'm saying that people do use NPC scan.
Yeah.
People use various things. Some do, some don't. Yeah. So, yeah, you're saying, is it legal?
Yes. Yes.
So it is legal, but some people choose not to do it.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
Right. Correct.
Correct. Thank you. All right. Okay. This one's from Ironic One from Discord saying, I'm assuming that fishing poles also have to be common or poor quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the pacifist, obviously. Yeah,
because otherwise you're still going to get dinged with an equip, right?
So, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So don't.
And there is a white. There is a white. One big fishing, strong fishing pole.
I think so.
There is. I think there's a couple of white ones, definitely, that might be able to get from a vendor or sometimes on the auction house. Mm-hmm. So, but again, yeah, anything that you can equip as such, be careful of the. There you go. Fair says yes. All right. But that's a good question. Honestly, I wouldn't have thought about it, but I don't play pacifist. So that's a interesting one to remember. Vendor in Darnassus has it sometimes, the strong one. Oh, there you go. Okay. Thank you, Fair. All right. What else have we got? Aprilian, we've got one from Facebook, please.
We do. And it is from Cody. And Cody says, hey, for the Ironman challenge, what's the rule behind rested XP? Since you can't avoid it when you log out, but are you allowed to log out in an end to gain more? The rules don't say anything clarifying this, just that you can't use buffs. But that's not really a buff.
No.
Yes, it's not really a buff.
Correct. It's not really a buff. It's, you know, it's rest XP. It's fine. Yo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few things we have as Iron
Man. That's right. Which is nice to have when we have it and when it's gone and we see that purple bar and then you go, oh boy, here we go.
Right. Especially when you're on a roll.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. All right, but good question. Thank you, Cody, for that. All right, and I've got another one from Mads from Facebook. It says, hi. I want to try and go for the Bloodthirsty Challenge, but I simply don't understand this sentence. Your killing blow / total kills percentage must be 75% or higher. Breaking this rule and your character is yellow flagged. Kills that grant experience or honor must be past a certain threshold. 10 kills / level up until level 10 and then...
Yeah, math.
Level
math.
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 Math. Okay, it's math, people. Yes. We're not talking about... Okay.
So,
All right, so what he's concerned about, how I take it, is about the percentage in killing blows, yeah?
Correct. And honestly, when I responded to them, I was just like, it's actually nothing you need to worry about if you level on your own. So just play. Play without any help and you're good. That's it. Yeah. You will be fine.
Bloodthirsty is about killing. Yep. So you're not questing. Any new Bloodthirsty challenger now has, what is it, Stone? 4? You have got a maximum of 4 quests that you can do from 1 to 110. Yeah. So you do not want to be wasting one of those quests on something that you don't need to. So you start, all you do is you start killing. You continue to kill. You don't take or accept any quest and turn in any quest at all. Just go and kill, do your res, do your, you know, find your little grindy path and just keep killing stuff until you get there. That's the easiest way to do it. So don't worry about the math, because if you're killing stuff, you should be on your way.
Yep.
So,
I was going to remove that, but I kind of like having it up because it's not going to be like a surprise. Right. Mm. Cause I don't know, I might remove it or I might reword it so that you don't have to worry about it as much.
Well, as Nisi says in the chat room, should be a non-issue to Bloods as long as you're not getting any help.
Yep.
So you don't want your friend, your high level friend, to be coming over trying to help you. That is not allowed. So if you're just out there going along, finding your grindy spots, killing stuff, you'll be fine.
Yep.
Just don't worry about the mass path. Just go kill stuff. So, yeah. No help. Just always remember, no help. You're in a little bubble. No help from outside people. No help from friends. Just treat it as your solo venture that you're doing on your turn. Does make it annoying though when there are other people around that do
aggy
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they take like half your XP and you're standing there just going, dude, I don't need your help. Go away. Like, thank you, but don't. It's like, thank you, but no thank you. Go away. Go away. Choo, choo. I did that to what was I on? A hordy the other day. I'm standing there and this skull hordy flies in, kills the mobs around me, and then stands there and looks at me. And I just go targeting him, looks at him, he waves, and I just go, shoot. And then I waved, but I'm like, shoot, shoot, be gone, be gone. And he just waved. Mm. And I'm like, oh, now I have to move because now he's gonna stand there.
Yeah.
Oh, shakehead. Anyway.
So all these questions were put into our special Discord document by our wonderful mods. And
thank you
so much, Awesome Trousers and Stir Nisi and Zorts, for modding in Twitch chat and Discord, because it definitely helps a lot, especially when I've been out and on the couch and sitting there and feeling like a sucky baby. Thanks for keeping things under control. I like / Moon with the opposite faction. Yeah, that's... I didn't know that's a thing. No? I don't think that's a thing. Is... No, I don't think it's a... Oh, is it? Really? Is it a real thing?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I haven't seen it in years, but I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah.
So there's actually one thing I'd like to say about some stuff that happened in chat the other day. It sucks when you die. And I think it says more of you as a person when you come back and you realize that you were a little bit salty and you say that you're sorry. That spoke a lot more about you as a person. And I actually like that kind of stuff. So when you can admit that you are wrong and it's like, oh man, I was kind of like a fool. Sorry. That shows that you're actually much more of a normal person and a good person than just somebody who's going to be salty and flip table. So I really thank you, and we all thank you for coming back and knowing what happened was a bit silly. So we all die in crappy ways, believe me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wanted to
get back on the horse.
Well, when I'll say that when I equipped blue gear, when I thought I was trying to sell it, I was really upset and I was really mad, and I'm like, this is a stupid rule and we should change this stupid rule. And it's like, no, like, dude, James, just relax. Or Stone. Yeah, okay. Well, it's out now. My name is James. So, Oh no. just calm down, dude. So yeah. But I actually really like that they came back and said sorry, because it just shows me that they're a better person than what they were kind of having us see. You know, because everybody goes through that really crappy part, right? When you first die. Oh, man. It's horrible. Horrible. So we totally understand. It's okay.
We all go through it. Yep. And there are days when you know, like on my monk, I can tell you right now, I knew I was doing the wrong thing. I knew I was leading her down a path to death. But at the same stage, when she died, I was just like, yeah, okay, all right. Yep, that just means I pushed her too far. It's just a matter of just remembering that, yes, sometimes the faults are ours. Sometimes the faults are beyond our control, but it is all part of the game. And you have to accept that if you're going to do a challenge soon. So, you know, the stuff that you can't control, you've got to learn to get over that able to stay right. You know.
Well, because they died through no fault of their own, right? And yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we totally get how that feels. Yeah. So, people know exactly how that person felt. Exactly. I also want to say that, you know, if you're feeling that way, you could also post in the forums. We actually have a thread called Death Rage. And it's actually at 100 pages now.
Nice.
It's been there since day one. So many people have had a post in there. It's like, it's crazy. So you can go through that. I think actually they said that they went through that and saw that lots of people died to the same kind of thing. And they're like, oh man. So, but it's still, it's like, it's going to be okay. It's all good. We're all good. But otherwise, thank you to everybody who helps out. And, we do have one chat room thing I wanted to say that came earlier on in the chat in the show. It was mad. Oh my goodness. It's so small. I can't see it. That's what she said.
Where do people get motivation to start over when you die late in the challenge?
Thank you. Yes. So I don't know. Cause I will tell you, I will be honest with you. If I were to die right now, I really don't know what I would do.
There's just, I mean, we have got quite a few of the veterans that do die high, and yet they turn around and they go again. And it's just inspiring to see these people who do not let that death get to them. I mean, sometimes, they might walk away for a couple of days, a week, maybe a month, but you see them come back and you see them keep going. And next thing you know, they're pushing 70, they're pushing 80, like they're back up there again. And they're just inspiring. So, you know, be an inspiration. Just be able to just pick yourself up and do it again. Like if we do, you just know that it is under your skin, stone. It is, isn't it? Literally, a brilliant. You know, you want to do it. You want to get to max. So,
it depends.
To max, it's just getting to be past the last time you died, and sometimes that's enough, you know.
Yeah. I mean it depends on how much investment you put into a certain tune. So I know that my Pally, when he died at 61, I was invested in the tune because I felt really good with it. And then when it died, that one really hurt hard. When I died at 83, I was a little bit upset, but I just rolled again. It's fine. With this particular tune, I will tell you that I have a huge investment in it for multiple reasons. So if this character were to die, I honestly do not know what I would be doing. So
let's think about that.
Yeah,
to have patience.
But lots of people just keep going. Like they just keep doing it over and over. And it's like, man, I don't know how you do it sometimes myself.
And I mean, as he says, he spits the dummy, quits the game. 3 hours later, he's, do I want to roll a gnome or a night elf hunter? So, you know, and there you go. You know, as he would have to, I don't know, the end show, as he, we need to know how many tunes you've lost this year, because we're doing the tune death count at the end of the year. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see, but we're all still here trying. So, which is really good. And to see these guys come back after a death, you just feel so inspired to keep going, because if they can keep going, hell, if I lost my 27, I can keep going. Like that's nothing. You know what I mean? Like if I lose my 70, that's nothing if someone loses their 100. Like, it's just, you can keep doing it. You can do this thing. It's just patience is a big part of it. So,
every death is a learning experience, too. You know, it becomes a part of your catalog, and then you know, oh, I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And part of it is about not only knowing the quest, but about knowing yourself.
Right.
Again, if you know that you're pushing it to go somewhere you shouldn't be going, then that's yourself looking at me. Sorry, me in the mirror. You know, then that's my own damn fault. Like, really, it is. And then I go, right, okay, so next time I will not do that, to have the patience. I need to have the patience to be able to go, no, stick with this zone, continue with that, and then move on, you know, once I've got another level. It's all of that kind of thing. Your mind games you play with yourself can be the ones that get you in trouble. So, as he says, getting back and getting revenge, that is a good way too. Absolutely. All right.
Okay. So I'm going to read the next part. So we've got Azzy's pun here. This is actually from last week, but I didn't read it on the air last week. So Tal Iron says, I want to be murdered in cold blood when I go out. Oh my goodness. Okay. So Azzy's pun.
Okay.
I just I was like, whoa, dude. So Azzy's pun this week. He actually sent me one this week, but we're gonna use it for next week when we're not anyways, we'll talk about that after. So two oh my god. One sec.
Right. Okay.
Good lord. Okay.
Azzy's pun, we're building up anticipation.
Okay. Two antennas met on a roof and got married. The wedding was okay, but the reception was incredible.
Boom, boom.
Thank you, Azzy.
That was good.
I actually like that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was good. The one that we have for...
Not to say that any of them weren't good.
No, there's been some that he's given us that are horrible.
Really? Yeah.
I'm fine if I'm trying to paint it. nicely.
Next week, the one for next week should be okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't know, actually. I don't know if I... Yeah, I should be able to say it. I might have to change up a word. I mean, it's not a bad word, but I don't know. So, anyways. Okay, so thank you to everybody that supports us through Patreon and Twitch. I know, Az, you've got to keep it clean. this week, I mean, it's not new this week, but it was new like last week. So thank you to Mil Chicky for becoming a new Twitch sub. It definitely helps. It's through Twitch. And I don't know why the Twitch sub role is not working. It's not working. So I'm putting people over into the Patreon role for now, so you should still have access to everything that you do. So there's two extra channels where you can type and talk in if you really want to. So thank you to everybody. Whoa, hit the microphone. Jeez Louise, that's gold.
Podcast
right here.
Gold right there.
Good yep. Lord. Yeah, professional. I am not. So $5 supporters, thank yous. So anybody that supports us on Twitch or $5 or more on Patreon. If you can't do $5, even a dollar will help. So, Azylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H. I would love to meet Bart H. I have never gotten to meet him. I don't know who he is. I would love to meet you. He's been a supporter for a long time. Boz, Roxamar, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Granagus, Ilycdr, Iron Man Path, yeah, I did say that right. Lissan, Milichicky, Never Died, Zaya, and Anonymous. And if you want to remain like anonymous for real, I will totally not say who you are unless you're somebody we all know who is anonymous. So thank you very much for your help. It definitely helps
thank
out.
Thank you, Stone. Thank you, everyone.
No problem. So our next show will be Saturday, November the 25th. However, it's not going to be a live show. It will be pre-recorded. I for sure will not be here next week. And Lita's going to get a week off because she hasn't had a week off since like... I think when she's been in the hospital, man. So, yeah, she needs like at least a week off. So there's no live show next week. It'll be pre-recorded. It should be a shorter show, but it should still come out on Saturday sometime, probably after the Iron Report is done. So after 5:30 or so, maybe it'll come out on Sunday because I might get my kids to read off the stuff.
It's
cute when they actually read it properly and not be like little derpies and stuff, so because sometimes they're like, oh, I'm being recorded, let's act like a fool, like, no, record it well anyways. I'm like strict parents sometimes. Aprilian, thank you so much for dealing with my crap and her craziness, because, you know, she is crazy. So
what? Yep. All the good ones are.
All the good ones are. Yeah,
absolutely.
Having me, I always enjoy this, and you always thank you for doing what you do because you make our gameplay that much better. And yes. So
yes. Thank you. No, we love catching up. I can't wait to see what you do with these tunes. And I'm really excited for you with this new team challenge because I know now for you in particular, and I know there's quite a few other people that would really take this to like ducks to water, but I could really see you, you know, having some fun with that. So I can't wait to see where this stuff's going to go. So again, thank you for coming to have a chat. We really appreciate it. If you want to let everyone know where they can find you and all the fun things that you do.
iTunes and Control Alt Wow, CTRLALTWOW. And in game on my many accounts and on my many servers.
Exactly. So thank you, Prillian. Thank you so much. All right. And don't forget where you can catch us. So the website is wildchallenges.com. You can contact us by email, which is podcast@wildchallenges.com. You can send us a tweet on Twitter, which is @wildchallenges, as well as we have a Discord server, which is discord.wildchallenges.com. We have a Facebook page that we like to put some information there, or you can contact us, which is facebook.com/wildchallenges. And you can check out all the shows on youtube.com/wildchallenges1. That is the number one. Remember, come catch us live every week, except for next week, because Stone's busy, which is twitch.tv/wildchallenges. Stone, where can we find you?
Wow. Threw me under the bus. The number of that bus was the number 4269. Because 42 and then 69, because it's funny. So you can find me on Twitter at STONG. STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone. See, that was almost like I am so smart, SMRT, right?
Right.
Oh, I love that Klepso. Me fail English, that's impossible. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which I don't know when our next one's going to be. We haven't set a date, but I think we might have one more before the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Maybe.
And anyone that goes to the other stone grass with no E, you don't know what they've got.
I'm gonna go look that up. Hold on, let's see.
You gotta look that up and see. Maybe it's free. Maybe you could take over both.
Oh man.
I'm just saying, as someone in the chat room's like, too late, I've stolen it. It's all mine.
Nobody's got it.
Quick. Anyway, all right. So while Stone now makes himself another Twitter account, you can find me on Twitter. I am @LetaWow, which is LEETAWOW, as well as we will be back with Adventures in Azeroth in a couple weeks, I think. Other than that, pretty much anywhere you see Lita, that's normally me. And if if you've got anything you will need to talk about or ask, then feel free to hit us up at all those places I mentioned or go to the website. All the links are there. Okay. Thank you as always to Mark Conan for our wonderful intro. We do love it. And if you want to find him, check him out on Twitter @MarkConanWow, as well as he is part of the Torrent Think Tank crew with Jules. Other than that, I have to say, be careful with your anniversary buff, people. Right. And good luck with, Pilgrim's Bounty is coming. So good luck to all those pacifists. Mm-hmm. Everyone else, obviously, commiserations for all those that we lost this week. And we did lose a few. But good luck to everyone on the upcoming week. And be safe and practice patience and... not the card game, actual, patience, like being patient and zen. Patience is a card game. Why? Sure. Have you never played? Really? We need to talk later. Anyway, other than that, Aprilian, thank you. Kisses and hugs to you. Thank you so much again. And we will see you guys later. So everyone, say bye. Waving. Bye. Stone. I'm so glad to you.
I'm saying peace, man. Peace, man. I could do something else, but I'm trying to be rude. Jeez, holy moly. Okay. Oh, it's high CPU usage detected. Oh, that's awesome. Ooh. Why is that? That's the first time I've had that in a long time. Anyways, outro.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.